Today is the final day for union members to vote on the proposed contract between United Auto Workers and General Motors. The UAW has been on strike for nearly a month and a half. Many of the local union chapters have already made their vote totals public. Michigan Radio's Tracy Sambleton's been covering the strike and contract negotiations, and she joins me now. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Tracy, the deadline for locals to submit their tallies is 4 o'clock this afternoon. How many plants still have to vote?
So there's about 15 or so plants that still have to vote, including Arlington, Texas. That's a big one. There are about 4,200 workers down there at that plant.
As we mentioned, many of the votes have already been made public. What are the trends you're seeing, and have there been any surprises so far?
Well, surprises, yes. Spring Hill, Tennessee, narrowly voted no. Even though they are guaranteed in this contract some big investments in their plant. So that was a bit of a surprise. But I would say the trend is that the big assembly plants, the ones where they're actually getting commitments from GM for new products, they are voting for this contract. And the smaller facilities, the facilities that are service and distribution centers, they're tending to vote no. They're lower paid there. They're getting a very small raise in this contract. But numbers-wise, they just can't compete, I guess, with the bigger plants.
Tracy, you and our colleagues Dustin Dwyer and Steve Carmody have visited a number of picket lines over the past several weeks. But what have you heard from union members this week as those voting results have started to come out in the public?
Well, we're hearing all sorts of things because every person has a different thing that they were hoping for from the contract. A lot of people really did want to see some benefits for temporary workers, and the contract does provide that. We spoke to Luke Klein. He works in the Grand Rapids Component Center, and he told us why he was voting.
I think that the biggest thing for me was the insurance, and the UAW, to me, they held up on the insurance and they kept everything basically the same as what it was. And that's a big reason why I was out here.
And he voted yes.
Tracy, the voting deadline is late this afternoon. When do you expect we'll know for certain whether or not the contract's been ratified?
I think we almost know right now. It looks like it's heading towards ratification. We'd have to get like 75% no votes from here on in. But I think we'll know unofficially, you know, around noon. Officially, of course, we won't know until sometime after the 4 o'clock deadline when they actually release the official tally.
Tracy, if the contract is ratified, again, that's not certain, but it seems to be trending in that direction. How soon would the plants be able to get up and running again?
Well, GM is being very quiet at this point. They don't want to mess with things as they're looking good for the company. They may bring some people back as early as Saturday. They'll probably bring most people back starting on Monday. Of course, you can't just turn on a switch and get a plant going after such a long downtime. So it is going to take a while before vehicles are actually coming off the line.
And we've heard the workers talk about they need to do some work just to get the machines running smoothly again, not to mention just running.
Yeah, that's going to take a while.
All right, that's Tracy Sambleton covering the UAW GM contract negotiations, the deadline late this afternoon. Tracy, thanks a lot.
Happy to be here.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.